Robot Man under the ice.
Yeah, Maddie G's dancing to that, baby. You ought to see the video. You can't watch the video. I tried to show it to Jan. She goes, that is terrible. She's in black, like, tights, leather pants.
And who is it?
Dancing with a Roby something. I don't know. It's from the 80s. What do you think? It's like the disco stuff.
Oh,
but it's under
God.
The ice. How cool is that? Speaking of under the ice, we're going to be talking about ice fishing, right? I remember, you know, traveling, working the shows in the wintertime, going up through Wisconsin and Michigan and that. I'd be the reps, and they wanted to take me ice fishing. I said, are you crazy?
I
saw Suburbans out on the ice. I said, they actually drive out there? Oh, yeah, they got entire communities out there when they're ice fishing. I said, that's insanity. And, I mean, there's got to be some people that ice fish here. I don't know, but, you know, this is a big deal. You know, we talk about turkey hunting, and look, they're cutting holes in the ice right now. Turkey hunting and deer hunting, but ice fishing trailhead, Michigan's Western Upper Peninsula. Look at all that. And they have actual shows. Ultimate Show, the Ice Fishing Fanatic. Fun for the whole family. Ice fishing. Enter the Ultimate Ice Fishing Giveaway. Enter to win an Ice Castle Fish House. And that's a big show, right? Right?
Yeah. There's
somebody walking out on the ice now. I remember when the Cabela's boys used to drive up there. That was the biggest deal in the world, to go out and get on the ice and do fish in big tournaments. Here's another one, the Sports Fishing Show for Midwest Anglers. Letting everybody know, especially you Southern Missouri boys, this is a big deal. This is serious, okay?
Let's tell our Southern Missouri boys the ice has to be so thick.
Yeah, all they need is just an auger to get a small enough hole to get a stick of dynamite down. That's how they ice fish down in Shannon County. Sports Fishing Spectacular returns to Schaumburg. Coggleland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. And celebrity speakers, learn from the best, free seminars. And, I mean, it goes on and on. Here's another one, Milwaukee Ice Fishing and Winter Sports Show. So, see? It's a big deal. They ice fish in Iowa, don't they? In northern Missouri, northern Illinois. So we're pretty close. I mean, we should be able to talk to an ice man about this. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy here while we're getting him on the phone. Dave Gentz, ice fishing true pioneer. That's pretty cool. He did all kinds of stuff. Let's see what Dave did. We can't wait to talk to him. He didn't just shake up ice fishing. He transformed the sport completely and fundamentally changed the magnitude will never happen again. His name is Dave Gentz. Oh, this is a book. He's got out a book. Ice Revolutions with Mark Strand, Dave Gentz. How about that? That goes on and on.
Does he have pictures?
I'm sure with Mark, it's got a few pictures. Yeah, Dave's ice fishing accomplishment. Well, you know how I've been on ice fishing. When me and Strand talk about ice fishing, I go, does it come with a suicide prevention notice? Because it's so boring. Yeah. You're going to sit in a... Yeah, right. Developer of modern ice fishing methods, inventor of the fish trap and ice box. We'll have to ask him about some of these, okay? Silver medalist, 92 World Fishing Championship, co-author of Fisherman In Book, Ice Fishing Secrets, author of Bluegills, co-author, travels from Minnesota to Maine, Manitoba, teaching methods of ice fishing, inducted into the Minnesota Hall of Fame, Wall Street Journal. This guy's asking on here, says, does anyone have a Dave Gentz Legacy Series pole combo? There's a team ice shanty. I mean, this ice stuff is real. When do ice, and they're asking on here, when does ice fishing start in Iowa? Is it in December? And he's got the fishing reel. He's got this combo. He's got a cool fishing reel. See that there? Dave is basically, for you hunters, he's the Michael Waddell of ice fishing. Dave travels all over. What?
That's their webpage right there.
That's very cool. Very cool.
With all
Let's do a little intro. Let's bring this guy on the show. I need to talk to this guy. Let's do a little ice. Here we go.
Yeah, I love, baby.
Yeah, he's as cold as ice. The Iceman cometh. Dave Gentz. Hey, Dave, welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, my friend.
Dave, it's great to be on with you guys.
Yeah, where are you at this morning? What's going on with you, Dave?
Oh, I'm sitting out on a frozen lake in northwestern Minnesota. You know, well, I just caught a northern, probably 3 pounds. That's my first fish of the day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm fishing for, you know, bluegills and crappies. That's what I'm fishing for.
Yeah. Bluegill and crappies. You drilled a hole in the ice, right?
You got it. I got a 6-inch hole in the ice that I drilled with my my DeWalt drill, and I'm sitting here watching my sonar, and I'm actually in my little hut, so it's, you know, toasty as being in the house.
Oh, okay, you're being toasty. Well, see, that was my next question. Are you setting out on the ice, or are you in a wax shack, or what are you doing?
I'm in a little fish hut that I designed called Fish Trap.
Fish Trap, yep.
And it's, you know, I don't have the heater turned on. The sun is shining. It warms up. You know, and I'm dressed to be outside, so when
right.
you slip up this little house and, you know, it's toasty. I just don't want to have to wear my gloves.
Yeah, I guess it'd be harder to fish with gloves, correct? I'm not an ice fisher.
Yeah, you know, I've got a little miniature rod and reel here, a Legacy Series rod with 2-pound test on it and a little jig that I'm bouncing down there, and I can feel it bouncing down, and I'm just waiting until I can't feel it.
Yeah, okay. Now, all this stuff you're talking about is from your years and experience in ice fishing and all the work you've done, and this is stuff you've designed, right?
Yes, it is. All the stuff that I just talked about is stuff that I've, you know, put together in the garage to start with.
Right.
You know, now it's, you know, you can buy it all over the world now.
Yeah, all you got to do is Google Dave Gantz and take a look at all the stores that are carrying all the rods and reels and all the good stuff, all designed strictly for ice fishing. I mean, it's designed to make you a successful ice fisherman.
Yeah, you know, I've got a 26-inch rod that I'm fishing with, but it's really a 6-foot rod built in miniature.
Okay.
You know, it's got all the bends in the right places.
Yeah.
And it's made to handle this light line, so I can land, you know, any size fish on this. You know, I've landed northern pike in the teens on 2-pound test.
That's amazing.
It just takes time.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you're fishing in Minnesota, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, how far down, you know, south does ice fishing go on, Dave?
Well, I've, you know, ice fished on the Iowa border to Missouri. That's the closest I've been to, you know, and so that's, you know, Illinois.
Okay.
You know, I've covered from Montana to Maine, I've ice fished.
Okay, that's cool. So you just out there by yourself, or you got a group with you, or you shoot?
Oh, no,
TV?
There's a group of us. It was 6 of us stayed at a cabin last night, and 2 more. They called me about, it was about dark last night from Rockford, Illinois.
Okay.
And wanted to know how the ice was, and I told them that we were going to be on Island Lake. That's where we are. At 8 o'clock, he was here from Rockford, Illinois.
Wow.
him and his son.
Well,
you know, so there's some diehard ice fishermen out there.
Yes, indeed. Well, see, what I'm trying to tell my listeners, especially my Southern Missouri listeners, that what you guys are doing, this is like their deer camp. I mean, you guys camp, you stayed at a cabin, you guys get together, you're a group, you're out fishing. This is no different than deer hunting camp or a turkey hunting camp or any type of camp, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Ice fishing is a much more sociable sport than open water fishing, because you're out there and, you know, you go out on the ice with some people around, you're talking and visiting. In the summertime, if there's other boats out there and you're close enough to talk, somebody's mad at you.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think about it. Man, you sure do a lot of shows too, Dave. I mean, you get to do a lot of fishing, and you know, you get people that look at you guys, that you professional guys, and you tour the circuit and you do the seminars and you're doing the television stuff and the commercials and stuff, but you still like the fishing part too. I mean, don't you?
No,
as much as any of it does?
Yeah, I, you know, love it. Like, this is first ice. That's, you know, we look forward to that. You know, we're not taking chances. We've got, you know, I got my lift suit on that would float me if I fell through, and I'm walking with a Bud Bar ice chisel. Stay safe. But yeah, I love this ice fishing. I'd sooner ice fish than summer fish.
Okay. And this is,
I went so far as I built a boat last year that I cut 8-inch holes in the floor of it and put a standpipe up so the water can't come in, and I take my sonar and I fish through the hole in the bottom of the boat.
That's awesome.
Oh, Jesus. Awesome.
So this is the first ice. Well, how thick you think this ice is? Well, you should know if you drilled through it, I guess.
Yeah, I measured it just in this hole I'm in. It was 5 inches.
5 inches. You don't have a truck or anything out on it, do you? Because I never did understand
No,
that.
No, we're walking right now. But, you know, 5 inches is enough to hold an ATV or a snowmobile.
Okay.
But you know, you don't know that it's 5 inches till you get here, so...
Yeah. When I was telling the guys before we got you on, when I used to go up north and work shows in the wintertime, and I'd see trucks and stuff out on the ice, it just freaked me out. I couldn't believe people would go out on the ice like
that. Well, I've had a few people from Southern United States Outdoor Raiders, and, you know, you drive them out on the lake and say, yeah, we're here. Well, when are we going to be on the lake? We are on the lake.
Yeah. I bet there was a pucker factor on that one.
Yeah. But then they get out and you give them, you know, this would have been in January where the ice is a couple feet thick, and you give them a drill and they start drilling through this thick ice, and then they feel a lot safer.
All right. I want you to keep fishing. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to the next segment. I want you to ride through the break with us. We want to come back and talk to you some more. Okay, Dave?
Okay. Sounds good, Rick.
Get some fish while we're on break. All right. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Let's go to the other side.